This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. In a few minutes, NSA leaker Edward Snowden is expected to meet with human rights officials at Moscow's airport. He's hoping for asylum, possibly in Latin America, but getting to a country willing to take him is complicated. Marketplace's Noelle King plays travel agent.
Edward Snowden could probably use a vacation. How's this? Start in Moscow, zip over to historic Tehran, before heading south to sunny Khartoum. Final destination, maybe Managua? Snowden has a lot of problems, but if he wants to leave Moscow, one of his biggest will be finding flights to countries that won't extradite him to the U.S. or prevent his flight from entering their airspace. And sure, there are plenty of countries that wouldn't mind ticking off the U.S., but...
Just because these countries don't like the U.S. doesn't mean they like each other, which means they might not have direct air links between each other.
Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst at Teal Group. He says Snowden should probably fly commercially. But if a country doesn't have an extradition agreement with the U.S., it's unlikely it has regular aviation trade with the U.S.
Which means he's probably going to be flying in a 30-year-old ex-Soviet plane that has frankly seen better days. So not only will he get out of harm's way, but he will also get into harm's way.
And since it's not like JetBlue flies to Khartoum, Abulafia says all those tickets are going to get pretty expensive. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.